Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When you read God's Word, it actually is speaking to you. That's the Lord. That's God communicating with you through His Word, and that Word is for you.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Voice is Your Address in the Realm of the Spirit.
Speak the Word.
You know, some people go through some of the worst times of their life not understanding that the power is in their mouths. Some people never get that. This is where your battle is either lost or won, right here. You have to stop talking death and talking failure. You got to stop it and get the words God has given you to say about your situation. And when you do, you have to be consistent. You have to speak it consistently. You do that day after day after day, and things will change, and you will come out of your situation into the blessing. And let me explain this to you. Most people have heard me coughing. It's been an issue for quite some time. I quit smoking over 25 years ago. And the cough eventually kind of went away. And a few years ago, it started coming back. And so finally, I thought, I'm tired of this. Sometimes you just got to get sick and tired of it. But I want to give you an example of about speaking consistently. So I have prayed over this cough. A couple of weeks ago, it's not gone away entirely, but I know it's gone. I should say the symptoms are hanging around, but I'm healed.
Amen.
So every time I cough, I say, cough in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave my body. I command you to flee me. You're illegally trespassing. And I command you, throat, you belong to me. And I command you to function the way God created you to function. And I thank you, Jesus, that you have set me free from this spirit of infirmity of coughing, that to whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And God, I thank you that I'm set free. And I have to be consistent with this every day, off and on all day long, or ever how often it takes. I have to say this, just like for 3 years now, I speak to my eyes every morning. The first thing when I get up in the mornings and I go back to the doctor the 10th for another checkup, which I get yearly. But my eyes are good. I have perfect day vision. I have perfect night vision. I have 20/20 vision. But he told me years ago that I had immaculate, whatever you call it, eye disease. You speak. Your body has to obey you. Your circumstances has to obey you. You're the one that has the authority. You're the ones that have it. It's up to you. But you, just because it didn't go away the first time or the second time or the third time doesn't mean. I did that with my smoking 25 years ago was when the Lord first began to show me consistency. Do what He tells me to do. He told me what to do, and I did it and did it and did it. And about 3 months later, I woke up. It got better and better and better. But one morning I woke up, had no desire for a cigarette whatsoever, and still haven't. Consistency. You've got to use the Word of God, and you have to believe it, and you've got to act on it. And you've got to speak something that the Holy Spirit can act on. And you've got to watch what's coming out of your mouth that Satan's working on. Because he's going to destroy you. If you let him, he will destroy you. In other words, you need to... to stop speaking death and poverty and speak healing over your body and begin to call every debt paid in full. Saints, this is some of my confessions that I confess each day, and they change from day to day, but I still confess the word because I've got tons and tons of confessions. Some I do every day, and some, you know, different ones. I have so many, but you know, there's a big Bible. Amen. And there's a lot of words in there, you know, and they cover a lot of territory. You know, so, you know, I can't cover them all in one day. But this is some I speak. And, of course, I found out the other day in my prayer closet that I was speaking a lot that I hadn't spoken before. I didn't even have them written down either. But I must write them down. That I decree and declare that my mouth is a weapon that speaks the uncompromising, unstoppable word of the living God. I declare that any adversity, attacks, accidents, and tragedies that were headed my way are diverted right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and confess that as I speak God's promises, they come to pass. They stop all attacks, assaults, and oppression and fear from my life. Hallelujah. Saints, you need to keep this in your thoughts. You are a speaking spirit. You are a speaking spirit. You are a spirit made in the likeness of God your Father, and He made you and created you a speaking spirit. That is one of the great things that make us, you and me, like God, is the fact that we have been created speaking spirits. It makes us more God-like, even the sons of God. It tells us in Galatians 3:26, He says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. In Romans 8:16, it says, "The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." Remember in Genesis, the first thing that God did was to speak. We've talked about this before in messages, and I'm sure that you'll agree that according to Psalms 33:6 in the New King James, it says, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all of the host of them by the breath of His mouth." He says, "And then God created man, and when He created man, He created him with dominion and authority." And that's you and me. He created you and me with power and authority. We possess the ability, the same ability, to speak words of faith and life according to Luke 10:19 and Hebrews 2:8. We can choose what we want. We can choose creative power, or we can choose destructive power. It's our choice. We get to choose. We can put what we choose into words and express it, and then we can release it. Whichever one you chose, destructive power or creative power. You could put it into words, express it. I wanted to express some the other day, and I did say a couple of things. And then I kept thinking about it, and I had a meltdown thinking about it. You know, have you ever had a meltdown? And you ever felt like, I just need a good cry? You know, and so I called my sister and I spoke with her about this situation that caused a breakdown. And I couldn't understand where it was coming from, you know, because I hadn't done anything. You know, I wasn't guilty. But, you know, they say that all the ones that love you seem to hurt you the most. And so it seemed to cut the deepest. And so this is where it was coming from. And I had some thoughts, you know, the enemy put some thoughts in my mind about what I should say and what I should do. But none of these is what I should do. But they all sounded good. And that's all the flesh wanted to do. The flesh wanted to do that and then some more. But I didn't. And the next morning, I did the opposite. I sent them a nice text and invited them out to lunch and told them I loved them. Never said a harsh word. Never did say a harsh word to them. I haven't gotten to the point where I can laugh about things yet. But you can do the right thing. You don't have to let the enemy. He loves to separate family. He loves to separate friends. He loves division. He's doing his best now to break up the churches and the families and the children. But we don't have to let him. We're the ones that have the power and the authority over him. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from Janet in London, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, a few solid words from the Bible, and I am strengthened to do more battle with the things of this world. Bless you, Pastor Joe, and keep up the good work for the Lord. Thank you, Janet. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Just one word from the Lord is all it takes. One word will turn any situation around, no matter where it is for healing in your body or for a financial breakthrough. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your words that are sharper than a two-edged sword, alive and powerful, cutting between soul and spirit, exposing our innermost thoughts and desires. I thank you that your words are more than just letters on a page. They are alive with your spirit and power. Your word of promise judges what's in a person's heart, and every word is God-breathed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.